And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. World leaders gather at a Swiss resort on a possible Ukraine peace roadmap with Russia not there. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The presidents of Ecuador, Ivory Coast, Kenya and Somalia join many Western heads of state and other leaders at a conference this weekend aiming to plot out first steps toward peace in Ukraine, with Russia notably absent. Against the battlefield backdrop, organizers have presented three agenda items: nuclear safety, such as at the Russia-controlled Zaporizhia power plant in Ukraine, humanitarian assistance and exchange of prisoners of war, and global food security, which has been disrupted at times due to the impeded shipments through the Black Sea. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Ukraine peace summit will make, quote, history, President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his opening remarks at the gathering on Saturday.
The views, ideas, and leadership of each nation are equally important to us. And everything that will be agreed upon at the summit today will be part of the peacemaking process that we all need. I believe that we will witness history being made here at the summit.
Zelensky called Russia's war and, quote, unprovoked aggression only wanted by Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Ukraine never wanted this war. It's a criminal and absolutely unprovoked aggression of Russia. And the only one who wanted it was Putin.
About 100 countries and organizations are expected at the two-day gathering in Bergenstock in central Switzerland. Switzerland, which took on the summit at the behest of Zelensky, wants to pave the way for a future peace process that includes Russia. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The U.S.-led campaign against Iran-backed Houthi rebels has turned into the most intense running sea battle the Navy has faced since World War II. More than 50 vessels have been clearly targeted by the rebels. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Commander Eric Blomberg and the destroyer USS Laboon are not facing a global power like Russia or China, but rather the Iran-backed Houthi rebels, who have launched nearly daily attacks for months in the Red Sea.
I don't think people really understand just kind of how deadly serious it is what we're doing.
Jets from the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower and the Laboon's firepower have scrambled to take out Houthi drones and missiles aimed at civilians, vessels and warships. The U.S. and its partners are trying to both protect a vital commercial shipping lane and themselves. I'm Sagar Meghani.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has been re-elected by lawmakers for a second term after his African National Congress party struck a dramatic late coalition deal with the main opposition and other parties. Ramaphosa won convincingly in a vote late Friday night against a surprise candidate who was also nominated in parliament, Julius Malema, the leader of the far-left Economic Freedom Fighters. The 71-year-old Ramaphosa secured a second term with the help of lawmakers from the second biggest Democratic Alliance Party and others, after the ANC lost its 30-year parliamentary majority in a landmark election 2 weeks ago. There are lawsuits and warnings against some pricey stem cell treatments. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Stem cells fascinate researchers because of their ability to reproduce and transform into other cell types, possibly creating potential for treating disease and injuries. But the FDA has approved just a handful of therapies. But there are businesses hawking unapproved, unproven, and costly stem cell therapies for many ailments. In some cases, they've caused blindness, bacterial infections, and tumors. Iowa officials recently joined attorneys general in New York, North Dakota, Georgia, Nebraska, Arkansas, and Washington State, who are suing businesses that allegedly promote unproven stem cell treatments. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The IOC has approved 14 athletes from Russia and 11 Belarusians with neutral status to compete at the Paris Olympics. In a first list from five sports published Saturday, tennis, swimming, or judo were not on the list of sports assessed by the International Olympic Committee vetting panel. Cycling, gymnastics, taekwondo, weightlifting, and wrestling were judged, and lists of athletes from other Olympic sports are likely to follow within days. It is unclear if all are guaranteed to come to Paris. Russia and Belarus are banned from team sports at the Paris Olympics because of the military invasion of Ukraine. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.